This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the most exciting, interesting, and informative radio show on Earth, other than the Michael Jackson thing on HBO and the alien shows. But we are talking about emission scandals this hour. We are going to talk about the beer lawsuits and the beer wars next hour. We're also going to talk about, there's a craft, there's some issues going on in the craft scandal at the massage parlor we're going to talk about. We're talking about the Remington case. Kavanaugh, that's a big issue we're going to be talking about. Let me back up. That's not quite as big, but, you know, they're trying to say he did some unethical things. We're going to discuss that. These are all very brief. The Mueller report came out yesterday afternoon. I was literally on a radio show when they, like, stopped the show when I was starting to talk and said, the report just came out. So we're going to talk about that briefly. And we're also going to talk about Trump's immigration detention case. And then Republican News might sue Twitter. And we're going to discuss that. This is all brief stuff. And then the Roundup case. If you sprayed Roundup, there's some interesting things that the jury came back with discussing. But we are going to talk right now and finish up on the criminal issues of the admission scandal. And then we're going to do a case or no case after that. So we were talking during the break about the issue of whether or not the students are going to possibly be criminally prosecuted. What do you think?
You know, and I like the fact that you referred to them as the students. Oftentimes in the media, they're referring to them as the kids, and you start thinking about 14, 15-year-olds and stuff. And while that they might have been in their under 18 years when the applications were first submitted, when the ACT was being taken or whatever, there could be liability for them now that they are adults and continue to attend the school under the, how should we put this?
Auspices
of nefarious bases for how they got into the school. And so it's like they couldn't be prosecuted for it as juveniles when it started, but if they entered into and continued with the criminal enterprise, if you will, after being an adult, well, then they face liability. And I would hope that the prosecutor would be looking at this with a somewhat detached, neutral viewpoint, not thinking of them as kids, but thinking of them as adults who may have unjustly benefited and engaged in this activity. And there was the article that we read in preparation for this where it went over of the families.
One of many. Many articles we review.
But there was one that said, that talked about, of the families, which one were kids that probably knew what was going on, and then the other was which one were students that probably had no idea what was going on. And, you know, the ones that did know, to the extent they stayed involved in it, may bear some liability. Look, if you're in your third year of a scholarship, you're 21 years old for being on the rowing team, and you've never once set foot in a boat, I think you may have a little bit of liability there, you know? But the question that comes up, and Denise raised this, the question that comes up is, from a defense standpoint, what about the idea of entrapment? Okay.
I think that's a great question, because the first thing I thought when I heard that Singer wore a wire and talked to a lot of the parents that were involved, and maybe even talked to some of the students that were involved, I thought, he's acting on behalf of the government. My God, he's turned a witness, you know, and he's acting on behalf of the government.
Here's the interesting thing about that, too, Denise,
it's reverse roles. Usually it's the lower end people that try to get to topple the top guy. It's the top guy trying to topple the lower end people. Isn't that interesting? Lower end as in not the the main instigator. It's, Singer was the main instigator.
Yes. Well, let me read you this about entrapment, okay? Because we hear this thrown around, but listen to this definition or statement. It says, and I'm reading this here from justice.gov, all right? So this is a government website that talks about what entrapment is or is not. And they say, government agents may not originate a criminal design, implant in an innocent person's mind the disposition to commit a criminal act, and then induce commission of the crime so that the government may prosecute. So you look at those elements there. I mean, basically, entrapment is, let's say Denise has a child that she wants to get into school, and I am a governmental actor posing, and Denise has just been talking this whole time about how, well, you know,
it's such a process, you know, we have to fill out all these forms. It costs a lot of money to put these applications in, and there's no, you know, there's no guarantees here, guys.
There's no
really,
and that's, yeah. And that's all you've ever said. And then I, as the governmental actor with the metaphorical apple, you know, so to speak, as I slither up to you and I say, well, I got an idea for you about how you could do this. What if you go ahead and give me some money? I'll grease the skids so that we can get your kid into the school. And, you know, it's going to cost you about $15,000. We'll make it look like a charitable donation. Okay. And then your kid will get into school. What do you think about that?
Right.
And then you're like, and on the wire, you even say, I had never thought, is that even legal? Well, I don't know. I mean, it might be legal, it might not, but do you want to get your kid into school? And I'm really working on it.
Nobody's going to find out, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then ultimately you say, well, it never occurred to me before, but yeah, I'll go ahead and do that.
So that's clear entrapment.
That would be entrapment.
And that would be a defense, perhaps, to the criminal matter. Not a defense to the civil matter, but definitely it could apply in the criminal matter.
Because the Todd character would say, well, let me tell you what is criminal. The way those colleges try to keep your kids out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So the question here about entrapment for everybody, let's take Felicity Huffman, for example. If it was never even on her radar and every wire shows that this person, Singer, was the one that introduced the idea and got her involved in that, then she's got an entrapment defense. Maybe not a complete defense, but she certainly has that to go with. If, however, when Singer was busted, they said, okay, how many people are you working with? And he said, you know, I'm working with about a dozen people right now. And they all contacted me and agreed to contact me. So clearly, the contact between Singer and these folks was before he became a governmental actor. And then they said, we want you to wear a wire so that we can go ahead and basically so you can prove to us by the wire that these people are indeed involved in this.
And we'll give you a reduced sentence.
Yes. Then he goes and meets with them, and the meeting with them is really to confirm all the agreements that they had reached before the government ever focused on Singer. There is no entrapment there.
Hey, I'm going to argue with you on that. I'm going to jump on the other side. Here's a guy, by the way, which I have received copies of letters and emails to individual parents within the Northern California community saying, he was at schools all over the place, and there are parents sitting there, and he's walking into schools, and they're introducing him, saying, here's a guy that generally the schools probably didn't even know, helps you fill out the forms and do what's right. Because I remember my kids filling that. It was a nightmare to get through that stuff. And so so I could see them, and he starts, and he's doing this all along. He knows he's doing these illegal things and brings the parents in. And could that be part of the entrapment? Because then he brought him in on false pretenses and then got the government involved to help him.
But here's the thing. As long as when he met with your kids and everybody else, he was not a governmental actor at that time, then it wouldn't be entrapment. If he was set people.
Yeah, we're going to come back. We've got to talk a little more about this, then we'll do case or no case.
Hey, call us at 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We are looking at our feeds.
And you know what? Info at Radio Law Talk if you want to email us. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
By the scan.org.
All around the world. This is RadioLawTalk.com.
RadioLawTalk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Call
us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you have any questions. But before, we're going to move off this admission scandal, because guess what? We're going to be talking about it from here on after for a little while. But Denise has some points that she wants to bring up that are kind of important.
Yeah, I really think that this is important. USC has actively tried to, I guess, regain their reputation by the people that are in this, the students that were involved in this scandal, or at least they would get got into school as a result of this scandal. They cannot get their transcripts, and they cannot enroll in their classes right now. So USC has kind of put I think they're probably
kibosh.
Yeah, they put a kibosh on it, but I also think they're going to be looking really hard at maybe taking away some degrees.
Yeah, Laughlin's daughters have also withdrawn.
Yeah, they've withdrawn the students at USC.
Well, can they take away credits?
I think they can. They won't give transcripts. How can you get into another school and use the credits you've gotten so far if you can't get a transcript?
Well, that's easy. Money. You just go buy.
I guess we got to go to the smaller schools.
Just buy your way into a smaller school. I mean,
well,
come on.
You know, let's look at USC in particular and what happened in scandals of the past. There was one Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush, running back for USC, won the Heisman Trophy. USC won a lot of games, maybe even a national championship while he was there. And then it comes out that Reggie Bush had been taking money from boosters, and there had been improper stuff going on, and they ended up forfeiting. He forfeited the Heisman. They forfeited a lot of the wins that they had during that period of time. And so,
they couldn't play for a period of time for any championship games.
They had their stuff. And so my thought on it is, and that a lot of that was the stuff that the school had self-imposed before the NCAA came in and did their sanctions. And so my point on that is, if there is something improper with regard to a student's admission as a student athlete, I don't believe that it's outside the realm of possibility and acceptability for the school to police itself in a case like this, where there are questions about the propriety of somebody's admission to the institution. So
let's move on. Let's move on to case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
I did that quietly. Did you like that?
That was very mellow.
Cal was probably going, wow, what's wrong? I got to adjust, friends.
Yeah, what's going on? Now, sad news for Denise, of course, is that she did not get any points last time. Our current score is Fred Penny, 17, Denise Dirks, 21, Todd Kunin, 11. Remember, at home, this is a game of skill, no wagering. All right. So now I'm going to take you to...
PC... Hey, Charlie, what are you wagering on? I got $400 on this one.
Well, we had with the lady who would put $5 on Denise because she's always right. Okay, now.
Well, I proved her wrong.
I take you now to Lexington, Kentucky. There, the Hartwell Cheese Company has a problem. Their owner, Harrison Hartwell III, decided that just selling American and cheddar cheese wasn't good enough. He wanted to sell fromage de brie, so he got Kentucky Milk and ordered his people, to go to France and get the recipe for brie.
That sounds like Todd's underwear that he wears.
What's
it called? Fromage
de you, and make some up right there in Lexington, Kentucky. Now, it said on it, Lexington brie cheese, not a product of France. The importers of real brie from the brie region of France, international brands import, got all heated up to the point of melting. Get it? Cheese humor.
Yeah,
because Kentuckians were buying the locally produced faux brie, and the real brie sat on the shelves, stinking them up. Their lawyer wrote a strongly worded letter to the Hartwell Dairy, instructing them to stop making phony brie. The dairy responded through their counsel that the cheese says it's not a product of France, and they're doing nothing improper. Hartwell also claims the market is so limited as to have negligible impact on international brands' finances anyway, so no real harm, no real foul. But in an interesting twist, international brands has decided, in fact they've threatened, to look at suing individual supermarkets for carrying the cheese if necessary, and they said in their last letter, if necessary, your customers who are buying inferior and improperly marked and marketed brie cheese. And so I ask you now, and Fred Penny, I believe it's your turn to go first, I ask you, case or no case? And if it is, please tell us the outcome.
It's a case, but here's the issue that I don't have the facts on that'll determine whether or not they win or lose.
Okay.
The name Bree, is that a general, generic term? Like saying, okay, no, you can't call your cheese cheddar cheese. What's this is a generic term. Is Brie a generic term? I say yes, it's a generic term, so long as it says Kentucky, because they're not falsely advertising. They could say, yes, this is Brie cheese from Kentucky, coming from the Kentucky cattle.
Kentucky cows.
And guess what? Too bad it's a generic term, and it's broad enough that the word Brie cannot be taken by any one person. That's my answer.
Remember Champagne and the Champagne Valley of France? How California has to call their wine sparkling wine? Anyway, Denise, go ahead.
Okay.
Case or no case?
Or Prosecco.
Prosciutto, right. Okay, yeah. Okay, so case or no case?
You know, it's so funny because... All right. I totally agree with Fred's analysis that Brie is going to be a generalized term for cheese, but if they called it fromage del Brie, then that perhaps is kind of a misleading term because it's in France,
right.
It's in French instead. By the threat of suing, I would absolutely believe that Hartwell Cheese will countersue against the International Brie Company because interference where prospective and economic advantage and all those kind of things, right?
So they're the supermarkets.
With the supermarkets because they're interfering with their actual trade with these supermarkets by making these threats for suit. So I am going to say after all that analysis, no case.
After all of that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, we only have 30 seconds, so, and I know Todd can't even clear his throat in 30 seconds. So.
Well, no, he can clear his throat, but he'll talk.
I can do this really quickly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that this is no case. I'm going to say, Cal, you took the Coors Light case that we're going to talk about coming up and changed all the ingredients to cheese and made this up out of whole cloth.
We'll be right back.
Coors Light's about. We'll talk about that coming up. Don't go away.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, come on. Go ahead and play. It's no problem. You can do it.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at Penny.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Democrats will gather by phone today as they wait for the Justice Department to send them details of what Special Counsel Robert Mueller has found in his investigation of Russian interference. That, according to a person familiar with the meeting, Mueller sent his completed report to Attorney General William Barr yesterday. Barr said in a letter to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees that he would share Mueller's principal conclusions with Congress as soon as today. Democratic Congressman David Cicilline, who serves on the House Judiciary Committee, says everyone should be able to see the conclusions.
I think it's very important that Mr. Barr review this report quickly, that he make it available in its entirety to the American people, obviously taking out whatever they have to protect sources and methods and classified material. But this report belongs to the American people.
Meanwhile, several personalities on CNN and other liberal media outlets seemed physically upset that they were forced to admit that the announcement of the Mueller report was a positive development for the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, case or no case. Hour two, case or no case. Cal, give us a brief overview and the answer.
Sure. A dairy in Kentucky decided to make its own version of Brie de Fromage. They clearly labeled it as not being from Kentucky. The importers of Brie cheese, international brands, said, we're going to sue you. We're going to sue the supermarkets that carry it. If we have to, we'll even sue your customers. You may not infringe on our brand in that fashion. And I asked if it were case or no case, and Fred said,
Fred said
it's a case. Denise
and
gave,
the Brie loses.
Yeah, Denise gave a great answer and then said, no case. Todd gave a neither slow nor fast answer.
Very untypical for Todd.
Yeah, a half-fast answer.
Oh,
and,
brother.
I'm sorry. And said no case. So, after all of that.
No, what do you really think, Cal?
So, those of you who said...
Oh, she's got a question first?
Yes, Denise.
No, I'm raising my hand because I know I'm going to be...
Those of you who said this was, in fact, a case. May I see by a show of hands...
He made it up. You guys were smarter than me. Of course, Denise is so much smarter.
Yeah, Denise is right. I'm sorry, but I made up the whole thing, the whole thing. And
did you steal the facts from the Bud Light?
Oh, no, the Bud Light thing isn't about that.
Okay, just
whether they use a particular ingredient. I stole it from the Champagne case in California, where the people in Champagne Valley of France said, you may not call your sparkling wine champagne. So now they either have to say sparkling wine or champagne from California. I think that's since eased a bit. But there was a big to-do over that when that first happened. When California, you know, vintners started producing so-called champagne.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I just borrowed. I get that wrong.
I know.
I know how your grandchildren feel about
all
you.
All right. At least Todd's cats like you.
That was easy. I'm sorry. It was too easy.
Well, ending another segment of Case or No Case,
that's
Cal.
Right. That's
thank
it.
You for
you're welcome.
Stumping us. Remember, if you want to comment about it, you can call it 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Or you want to email info@RadioLawTalk. If you listen to us online, make sure you go tell your local radio stations to pick us up. We've got to go out and get some stations all over the country to pick us up, which people comment constantly how much they like our show. Here's the thing we're going to talk about now. Officially, the Mueller thing is done, supposedly. Okay, now here's the issue that we talked about during the break. There's not a lot to talk about because we don't have all the information. All we know is it's been released, and there's going to be no more prosecutions from the Mueller team at this point. Here's the interesting thing. Think about it. Everyone's out there going, what's interesting? Why was it released on a Friday at about 4 p.m. Pacific time? Anybody have any ideas? I think Cal knows that answer better than the three of us.
I know.
Say the answer, Cal.
Because it will dominate the news cycle all the way through the weekend.
Or do they bury it during the weekend?
No, I think some Friday afternoon stuff does, but that was really under traditional media days. I think now in the 24/7 news cycle, I think they did it so that Congress would be out and there wouldn't be as many people commenting on it. But in terms of a news cycle, oh man, the speculation machine was revved up 10 minutes after it came out on Fox, on CNN, on NPR. I was listening to all of them going back and forth. And the real issue always is, get your story out before the people who have an antithetical view can comment on it. And I think that's what they did. They just threw it out there and said, here you have it.
I think that it was purposeful because they wanted to make our Attorney General Barr have to work through the weekend. I just think it's like, let's get that government employee working on the weekend.
But he doesn't
have to. He's salaried.
He doesn't have to.
No, I think I know the real reason. You ready for my reason? He knew that Fred, Denise, and Todd wanted to talk about it on Radio Law Talk.
That's the reason. The big one.
He said, I know, it's like during the... All right, this is what the thing is done. Or is it done Wednesday? We got it done? Okay, let's see. Well, see, we got Radio Law Talk on Saturday. Let's make sure that we... Let's release at 4 o'clock. Fred's on the radio, and then we'll... They can talk about it all day.
Our podcasts are popular.
You know, they... Barr indicated probably about 45 minutes ago that he may, as early as this afternoon, be releasing some of the key points of the Mueller report. So he has been reviewing it, obviously. And you know, if the interesting thing that I see with that is it doubles, you know, piggybacks on what Cal said. If you want it to dominate the news cycle, and then you've got the Trump administration that the Attorney General is part of, maybe not wanting to have a full Friday afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday be rampant speculation so that by the time Monday rolls around and business opens up again, it doesn't matter what's in the report. Everybody has speculated as to what it is. I could see why the Trump administration, the AG, would want to at least throw out some nuggets to say what was actually in the report to counter the speculation.
And
right.
The question
it's their own spin. They've got to get their spin on by Monday.
Everybody, and the Democrats have already done it. They've already said, well, we don't care what that is. We've got to know. We want to see everything. And that's fine. The documents, they all should be released.
I don't think this is a Democrat or Republican issue.
No, it is. It's
not.
If you listen to the response.
Both parties have said they want to see the report. Both of them.
Right.
That's across the board.
But the Democrats have said, we don't care what the report says. We want to see all the underlying documents that led to the reports so we can draw our own conclusion rather than the conclusion drawn by the special counsel in whom we'd put all of this trust. I mean, it really is a political issue besides, the obvious.
Well, it is a political issue, and there are a lot of criminal elements to it, and there have been a lot of indictments and a lot of guilty pleas
as
well.
All of them have been non-Russia related.
right?
No, absolutely
been Russians.
False.
There have been
what?
Russians.
Russians have been.
But there's been
indicted.
No collusion.
Right. No collusion.
Well, collusion's not a crime. That's just a word.
Well, that's backup.
But that's why they hired the special counsel.
No. Conspiracy's the crime. Collusion's not.
But what did they say? We're hiring a counsel just because it's collusion.
No, that's what Trump says.
No,
collusion's not a crime.
Collusion, I believe, was in the original mandate that was released
that's
by Rosenstein. He referenced collusion, and that's why it raised a bunch of eyebrows, because
Right. Here
you've got the document that is supposed to be Mueller's mandate. Here are your marching orders. This is the document. And it uses a word that's not even a crime. So that was where it was confusing. I think the thing that really upset a lot of folks with Mueller handing in the report on Friday was handing in the report coupled with Mueller's statement that there will be no more indictments from Mueller. That is what necessarily, if there's any Republicans versus Democrats, that is what really got the Democrats' ire up.
Got them fired up.
Because the Republicans would look at it and say, well, Republican president, no more indictments, that's good for us.
Let's move on.
And the Democrats looked at that and say, whoa. Why are there no more indictments? And even Adam Schiff indicated, as we talked about earlier in the show, that's premature for Mueller to say that, because I still have a committee that I chair, and I want to look at this. I want to look at the underlying evidence so that maybe we can refer something for indictment. So there's
tell them who Adam Schiff is, though.
Adam Schiff is a congressman from California, and he is the
chair
of the Judiciary Committee.
Yes.
And I believe prior to that was Trey Gowdy, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, and then Gowdy retired, and the Democrats took over control of the House, and so there was a shift in the leadership. And you know, Schiff and Gowdy used to go back and forth at each other all the time, and now Schiff is in charge.
But Schiff said from the beginning, there is no doubt, there was unquestionably evidence of Russian collusion, there was no doubt it's going to come out. Guess what? Not.
Yeah. So
I actually don't agree with that. I think of it differently. I believe that Mueller was exact in his words for a reason. There's no further indictments by him because he truly believes you cannot indict a sitting president, and he believes that this is a political issue now, and let's let our House, our Congress, deal with it, because that's who's supposed to deal with it.
Maybe.
Now.
Yeah.
I think the most telling thing is going to be when we find out, to the extent they release it, what is actually in that report.
I know,
there are going to be some things, here's the problem, there are going to be some things, I guarantee you, from a classification standpoint, that cannot be released,
right?
Because it's just classified.
National security
right.
stuff.
But, you know, you could have 99 out of 100 pages released, and that one page is going to be what everybody wants to speculate about. And maybe it's because they just didn't want to give the name of a covert operative. Who knows? But
I want to see the foundational document for the original dossier and who put that before the FISA court, because that started this whole thing. That
yes,
would be
it did.
Well, all I got to say is let's talk about craft when we come back, because that's more exciting than all this. And he may have a plea deal coming down. Yeah, I'm worth billions, and I'm cruising to a strip mall to get a massage. We'll be right back.
You better stay away from that.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. This is Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening. We'll continue with the program momentarily.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
Radio Law Talk.
I like that show, too. You know what? Here's Mr. Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots, who is a very wealthy individual, pulling up in his limo, going on this, into a strip mall for... what is it, a massage for probably $80, $90, $70, I don't know what the amount is. And he gets caught. But let's back up before that. Apparently they thought there was things going on in this massage parlor or, you know, place to get massages. And the government claimed there was a bomb threat, how they got in there and sent everybody out, went in and implanted some cameras and apparently some listening devices. And there is a video of individuals, and there's approximately 25 individuals that they have information on receiving a little more than a massage. And Denise, you call it a what? Happy ending?
I didn't call it that.
But someone else calls it a happy ending?
Well, that's in one of my cases, I had this issue arise. And that's what it was called, was a happening.
Did you just
ending.
Say that? You had said arise, did you? I see.
I didn't say arouse.
No, arise.
I said arise. Yeah,
okay, well, never mind.
Still,
move on.
Yeah,
very uplifting.
You guys, get your heads out of the tent.
It's too late.
Okay.
Heads out of the tent? The tent has been pitched? Okay.
Oh,
good
my
there,
heavens.
Denise.
All right, here we go. So we're back to the craft deal. And so at the end, something occurs, and we're not going to get into that because we're on the air. But so they're trying to say that he was soliciting for prostitution, and these individuals were. And what it comes down to is they said, okay, we're not going to give you any time in jail. You can just plead that, hey, look, you're not guilty, but if we would have taken this to trial, you've got to admit we would have won. Now, Todd, that you understand.
Yeah, basically I could not defend it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think this is really interesting, Todd, because this goes beyond just saying I'm guilty. This goes a step further in a way, and it has a lot of impact on Kraft. Is that correct?
Yeah, and why is that? Well, yeah, correct. We're going to have you get into that. Why is that has such a huge impact on Kraft? Explain why.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to point out that deferred entry of judgment, which is what we're talking here, is a very common tool used by prosecutors to resolve cases brought up most of the time when individuals that don't otherwise have a criminal history make a mistake, and it's a way of saying, okay, maybe we can do some corrective measures to make sure this doesn't happen again, but not necessarily want to saddle you with a criminal offense on your record. You know, somebody gets popped for petty theft, and they wouldn't normally have, you know, 19 years old, and you steal something. They'll offer deferred entry of judgment. You plead guilty, you take a class, you pay restitution. When all that's done, after 90 days, you come back, you withdraw your guilty plea, it goes away, it's like it never happened. Okay? And in a case like this, for prostitution, for solicitation in Mr. Kraft's case, a DEJ, deferred entry of judgment offer, is not uncommon, okay, for the individual like this. Now, I will say that the fine amount, I mean, it was a $5,000 fine he had to pay. That was pretty steep. He would have had to have taken an educational course about prostitution, and he would have to submit to testing for STDs. To make sure that he didn't contract any or give any STDs to anybody that was involved. But the anomaly here was normally it's just pleading guilty, but in this case, he would have had to have admitted that he would have been found guilty at trial. That's a little different, okay? That's basically admitting the factual assertion for the case. And that was the offer given to him and everybody else.
Yes.
And he was uncomfortable with that because of the effect that it would have had on his ability to own the team and whatnot. And apparently his lawyers have spotted what they believe a constitutional issue with the investigation. And they want to exhaust their remedies. They have filed a motion to suppress evidence, a motion to suppress the video evidence in this case. Cal.
Which, interestingly enough, was denied. So now we're going to see video of Robert Kraft in being engaged in some sort of sexual act. I'm just fascinated by this whole thing.
The whole backstory to this is very interesting because this particular place was being investigated, and apparently they got a warrant or a subpoena, and they went in like a bomb scare. When I say they, I'm talking the police. They went in like a bomb scare, and they put cameras in. So even the owners and the women that were working did not know the cameras were there. So it's not entrapment.
It's not entrapment. This is just video evidence. Now, you said that the motion has been denied. I don't think they've heard it yet.
They haven't.
Well, there was a piece that I read. I'll find it for you.
Okay,
because
I'm looking here at a March 20th. And the way these work is you file the motion to suppress. So basically what a motion to suppress is this. When the police put the camera in, they violated my constitutional rights in doing so. So what they're saying is if they got a warrant, they got it on less than probable cause, or the warrant did not they exceeded the scope of the warrant in getting this, but somehow the manner in which they procured the video evidence violated Mr. Kraft's constitutional rights.
It could be right of privacy.
So the argument goes. And the way this works is the defense files it, and then the prosecution has about a week or two to file their responding papers to cite the law, and then they have a hearing where they bring the officers in to testify what they did to get the warrant to do that. And I just don't know if there's been enough time for all of that.
As of today, the New York Post wrote an article, Robert Kraft's powerful legal team surprised and disappointed that prosecutors have denied their request
prosecutors.
They're the ones who get to release it. They're still
fighting. No, that's not true.
Hold on, Florida law.
I want to hear what did Cal say?
That denied their request to stop these sexual and graphic videos from inside the Asian spa going public. Kraft's lead attorney revealed that the attorney has refused to agree to the request for a protective order over evidence in the case.
Right. So the prosecutors are objecting to and filing their own motion or to deny that motion.
Okay.
To suppress.
So we're talking about two different things.
Right.
Oh, right, right, right.
What Cal is talking about here is trying to keep the stuff from going public.
Right.
The motion to suppress that they filed is they are saying that any court in any future trial would not be able to use that as evidence of his guilt. Now, if they take the video evidence away, the next question is, does the prosecution have enough to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. Kraft engaged in this, and absent a cooperative masseuse who would testify to what she had done, then they've got no evidence against Mr. Kraft. So they are going the route of challenging the sufficiency of the evidence. Now, here's the interesting thing. Let's say they lose on the motion to suppress.
Kraft.
Let's say Kraft loses in the motion to suppress. The court says, nope, it's good evidence. It'll come in. Can they then go back and say, all right, we'll take your deferred entry of judgment offer if they want?
Yes.
And, well, technically, the prosecution could revoke it and say, no, you can't. Any offer given by the prosecution can be revoked at any time. Case law is pretty clear that a prosecutor cannot be forced to reinstate an offer they previously made. However, the problem that the prosecution would have if they revoked the offer, the defense would say, wait a minute, you're revoking the offer because I exercised my constitutional right to challenge that evidence, and now you're penalizing me for exercising my constitutional rights. It would be bad for the DA.
I think so.
I think they would have to reinstate the offer.
Yeah, my understanding is the motion that they've done is not just to suppress it. It's actually to seal it so it does not become public as well.
They're two separate motions.
Right. And all the other suspects have joined in.
But to achieve that.
Yeah.
Really quick, the NFL is receiving all types of signed, you know, survivors of sexual abuse saying to go ahead and discipline him. Don't forget, the NFL doesn't have to follow necessarily what the prosecution has done. If they find that there's something here improper, they can still punish him in other ways.
Right.
So,
and he was not charged with any of the sex traffic crimes. That was just what the owner of the massage parlors has been charged.
But imagine what would happen to Kraft if that video became public.
He's going to be devastated.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah.
Well, he's not done, but he's going to have a rough life.
His reputation is done.
He might even get a date with Kim Kardashian.
She's married. You better go with that.
We'll be right back. Joke.
Hour number three coming up on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.